Will prey be taken from a mighty man? Or a man lawfully captured be released? Isaiah 49, verse 24, the Word Green version from 2003. Little children, our daily scripture for today. Will prey be taken from a mighty man, or a man lawfully captured be released? Curious. It reminds me, I guess this is the scripture that reminded me of a time when one individual tried to take away my anointing or deny my calling. And, you know, he, at the same time, the same individual also denied the calling of another individual who had professed to be of the anointed through the taking of emblems. And so that's, but, you know, I didn't feel that was my job to go and inform the other individual that this person had denied his calling either. I didn't feel that was my place. But this is what happened on the part of this individual who attempted to deny my personal calling as a Christian. And so I decided, well, it's just not somebody I wanted to associate with, or that I could no longer, in good conscience, continue to be in a position where I would be even viewing this person. So I needed at that point to cease association with that particular individual, and also therefore with that particular organization. But in our study for today, it's very exciting today, in the Ark of Urartu. I apologize, the captions aren't properly visible here, but I will, in the future, hopefully fix that soon. But what was I thinking today? Did I need to change something? No. This is a very, very important paragraph, though, because, I mean, I need to change this for the case where there's a browser window that's fairly small like this, so that it can be read. But the constellation Scorpius, it shows in this Sky Chart 3 graphic, which I can show you right here, blown up at Eridu, which, as we discussed yesterday, I didn't realize, but it's at the same, almost exactly the same latitude as the north of Egypt. Well, it is the same as someplace in the north of Egypt. I didn't realize it could possibly be. Is that true? Let me see. 24, 25 and 4 degrees different? Maybe it's 29 degrees latitude in the north of Egypt. But what? Yeah, it's something like that. So it might be a little bit further north, but I think it's very close to the same latitude, 30 degrees north, but 45 degrees east. So it was correct for the longitude and latitude of Eridu, which I mistakenly thought very recently was incorrect because I hadn't looked at it for what virtually seems like a long time. The sun in this illustration is just setting. So it's in the west, as you see from the graphic. It says W for west here on the horizon of the western direction. The visible part of the sky is above that horizon here. And the sun is exactly aligned with Scorpius, right there. Which is the same, but actually the sun is in Libra, but it's aligned with Scorpius. So Scorpius will be setting right after the sun sets. Scorpius will set. And that's how we know that the sun is in Scorpius, or that Scorpius is in the ascendant at dawn. that we see from this other illustration, where we see as the sun rises it in the east, and the eastern horizon is shown with that letter E there. As the sun has risen, this is something like 8 in the morning, 8 or 9 in the morning here. Same longitude and latitude at Eridu. And the date is 2747 BCE, September 25th. And that's the same for this one. 2747 September 25th, with the difference being the minus 2746 is the conventional way of writing 2747. In our calculator, we say 2747 for that date. It's for the year, we say minus 2747 in the LEAP calculator, because we don't use the conventional scientific representation, which they only use for some because they want to, let me think now, they want to represent, there is no zero year, right? I'm trying to think, oh yes, the reason they represent it that way is because that way leap years in the BCE years will be divisible by four. That's why they do that. There's no real other reason. Whereas we say 2747 with a negative sign in front of it to mean the same year there. So that's the time of, right, Enmerkar, who began ruling in 2751 in our chronology, but the eclipse of Nimrod occurred in 2774, right, as we previously identified. So this 2747 is exactly 27 years after 2774. Better show that, because some people won't know enough about math to know how to do that. 2774, hopefully it's correct, right? Minus 27, because it was said that Osiris was in his 28th year. So 27 years after 2774 would be 2747. Now that's why I did it that way. 2747, that's why I used that particular date. But look at this. Scorpius and the sun. And then at dawn on that same exact day, Scorpius is in the ascendant. So you're not going to see Scorpius after the sun rises, right? So you won't see it in the ascendant, but you'll know it's in the ascendant because you've got at sunset, Scorpius will set after the sun, and that's how you know. And that's how those ancient people would have known. So let's read. Fire requires wood. This is the Ark of Urartu, chapter 6, paragraph 6. And so, I write, I am about to go haul in some wood. It's a bright sunny day, 16:08 hours, March 1st, 2011. Great day. 16:31 hours, I am back again, and some wood is brought up. Now I think I'll go check the fire again and bring wood down. I brought it up from the yard, or wherever, the driveway, on my deck, and then I brought it down. 17:02 hours, our need for lemons has surpassed any reasonable reconcilable grounds, so I plan to shortly go out to shop. The interest in the dating of the Armenian hake. There's something else very interesting about that I meant to comment on at some point, which I'll remember what it is because it's very interesting. This interest has caused an even greater interest in the dating of Nimrod or Belus. I haven't had enough time to research this yet. So I'd say that everybody should expect that improvements may happen. Yeah, all of this stuff, even when I go back to it now, it seems like I'm just scratching the surface and I didn't really get to do much work on it. Remember, your hope should be with Jehovah and not in me. It would be my privilege to share these numerini with you. While reading Mr. Hislop's the two Babylons to find out more about Nimrod's identification with Osiris, something that is incredibly fascinating. And the comment that I made about Hathor 17 and the time of Noah, that is also rather an interesting analysis, but it does not have the sun in Scorpius at that time. That's why 2747 is so remarkable, because it takes hundreds of years for the sun to move to a different constellation on Hathor 17. You know, or it takes decades anyway. Like, I'll show you that. Well, I can show you right now. The sun here has moved a little bit from where it was in Libra, because it was right on the tip of the point of Libra. Now it's moved below the point of Libra here. And this is in 2774. And Hathor 17 in that year was October 2nd. Just to prove all this, let's take a look right at our first of all, 2774 BCE, which was represented as 2773 with a minus sign in the conventional way. But we have minus 2774. Hathor 17, right, is also in the Egyptian time zone, plus 3. It's also October 2nd, but the Egyptian time zone doesn't, it only affects the particular day of the month, or the lunar day, right? That's all it affects. It won't affect the calendar day part of what is Hathor 17. It's still October 2nd. So October 2nd. Oh yeah, let me show you the other one while we're there. Well, I go back to that. Let's see, September 25th in 2747 BCE. That's Hathor 17 in that year. You know, you can just see it by, if I go 10 years back, see how Hathor 17, it becomes Hathor 15 if I go 10 years back. So that's because the Egyptian calendar doesn't have leap days in it. It doesn't adjust like the Julian calendar does. Okay? But that's our LEAP calculator, which is very true and accurate. And we also have this illustration from the sky chart program from 2774. I had to modify this is October 2nd again, like it's Hathor 17 in that year, but I had to modify the colors because it would be too bright white, you know, so that's why it looks different. But it's the same program, because it doesn't show the sun here. I couldn't get it to display the sun, just the label of the sun. And it doesn't show the stars because I made the background color the same color as the stars in order to show it in the inverted colors. It's just the stars aren't visible here, whereas on the other drawing, on the actual image that we see in the article that we're studying, it was. They are white. They are visible. They're actually still white. It's just that I've inverted the colors, so they're now black against the background, and we can't see them because I wanted the background to be black. It's a long story, as you can tell, but we can still see in this graphical representation of the sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, all there at that time near the sun, relatively. But the sun is in Libra, but, you know, hasn't moved much in those 27, in those 27 years. The sun didn't move much. You see, the changing of the sun on a particular calendar day, right, it depends on, like, if I could go, we could go to September 25th, right, and let's see what happens if we do that. Maybe we should do that. Location, date, time. Let's go to September 25th just so I can show you this, because I think we need to see this. It's not, it didn't like that. Okay. Try that again. 09/25. Enter. There. Now the sun's a little bit above Libra, right? So that's the direction it would have been moving in if we were still at September 25th. Why did I show you that? Well, that's just to show you that on the same calendar day, September 25th, in the Julian calendar, it took 27 years for the sun to change position from the very tip of the point of Libra up a little tiny bit here. So it takes decades or centuries for the sun to move on the same calendar day through the zodiac. The sun moves through the zodiac over time. I mean, this is because of this movement here is because of the precession every 25,000 years or something. Or I mean, it is 25,000 years for the precession of the Earth on its axis, right? But and that's why the sky will change over those long periods of time. But this is only 27 years, so I'm trying to think. Yeah, we'll have to think about that some more, but we know it does change gradually over 100 years, you know. It 100 years, you'll easily see the change. Like if we went, let's go to 26, oh, did it again. Something's wrong with that. Let's go to 2573. Now the sun is there. Oh no, see, that didn't change much, did it? Wait a minute. Yeah, because we're still, wait a minute, 2573. That's still September 25th, look. 2573, September 25th. So that's actually 2574 because of the convention again. September 25th, and we see the sun is still there at the same place, at the point of Libra. So you see it moves very slowly, only over a period of thousands of years. But every year it moves through the month. That's why the zodiac is 12 symbols for every month of the year. If we were in a different month, not September, it would be different, right? But this is the only time when Scorpio is in the ascendant. There's Scorpio just there, SCO, being shown on the horizon there. The constellation Scorpio is in the ascendant as the sun rises here in the east. It's going to go up. Maybe I can animate that. It could fail, but we'll try animating it forward and see what happens. Then we have to go control zero to shut it down. Let's see. Get ready with that. I see what I did wrong. Got to animate backward. I need to set it for like 1 minute or something. So let's go back to our time that we want to be at. 25, what do we have it at? 2573. And we had September. So it's quite easy to do this, right? But it was changing by a month every split second, so we weren't in the right place. So there we are. What time of day is it? Oh, it's 7 in the morning now, so the sun's right there. Okay, that'll work. So if I go Command A, I can go Command 0 to shut it down. It's rising. See this? The sun is rising in this animation here in SkyChart 3. Running in UTM, Windows XP running under UTM. Now you see Scorpio starting to come up with the moon. That's interesting too. The moon is right there. Mercury's very close too. And Mercury is the god Thoth. So Mercury, the god Thoth, is with the sun here on this particular day. And Scorpio is rising. We can see that there's Scorpio, SCO, rising with in the ascendancy, right? So after the sun, it rises. It's in the ascendant of the sun. That's 2573, but it would be the same. It is the same. Wait a minute, what happened? Shouldn't do that. Let's do this again. Let's go back to 2773, whatever. We can see September 25th. Where's the sun? The sun's right there. And we see that Scorpio's still right below the sun on the eastern horizon. Libra is where the sun is, pretty close to Libra. And September 25th is where we are in the year 2774. And we can just change, well, we can look at our drawing back here. Let's stop looking at that. We look at this drawing, that's the west. The rising is here. The angle's a bit different, it's just the east is over here. But you can change that angle right in this program. Because you can do, there's the east, right? I can just make this, I can rotate by dragging the, whatever, the scroll bar, dragging that thing. I can make it look like that, so that the east is over here. Just like in the, that was the image I captured here. So, Scorpius is rising here. Right after the sun, and that was taken in 2747, right? But you notice we saw here Mars, Mercury, what's this? Right, oh yeah. When did we see Mercury? I can't remember now. We saw Mercury, didn't we? In one of these drawings, we saw Mercury, the sun. There's the setting of the sun, so, and Scorpio is right adjacent. Right? Okay. Just zoom out a bit. Yeah, the other day we saw Mercury was very close to the sun. Remember that? What do we have here? Where's the sun? There's the sun. Yeah, there's Mercury right there. Yeah. Right. There's Mercury. But this is in 2774. But that's not Hathor. It's not Hathor 17, as we said already. Okay, we better finish the study first before we try and get into anything. I don't think we'll have time to get into that more, but you see how we can do research, and there's still lots more to do. So, I haven't had enough time to research this yet, so I'd say that everybody should expect that improvements may happen. Remember, your hope should be with Jehovah and not in me. It would be my privilege to share these numerini with you. Okay, I came across a reference in Mr. Hislop's book on page 57 of the 1871 edition, page 81, in the 1862 edition. Okay. Not sure what volume that was. That's right. Yeah, what volume that was. Because it's two volumes, actually. But did I look it up? I think I looked it up. But anyway, I know it's probably correct. Let's see. We don't have time to go into it all. Mr. Hislop's book. There was only one volume. Yeah, there was only one volume in this year, I think. Yeah, that's what it was. For his book, yeah. So, then there's Mr. Wilkinson's book, which says here that the sun was in Scorpio on the 17th day of the month Hathor. The sun was in Scorpio in the 28th year of Osiris's reign. Right? Although others say he was no more than 28 years old at the time. So that could be, if it was 2774, maybe Nimrod or Osiris was 28 years old in 2774, perhaps. But anyway, whatever it means here, or whatever the truth is about the date, the sun was in Scorpio, is what it says in this book. This is actually volume 3 of Manners and Customs of the Egyptians by John G. Wilkinson from 1878, that edition. And that's mentioned further down here in the paragraph. So Osiris was said to have died when the sun was in Scorpio. Right? It's in the footnote of that other book, which I'll check out because I haven't even looked that up. I didn't get to that. But the first book I didn't get to, but I looked up the second book. I downloaded all these books. I haven't looked at the... Which edition do I have of Mr. Hislop's book? 1871? 1862. Okay. So it's page 81 of that book. You should be able to find it. Page 81 of that book. Well, this is risky. I'm taking a big risk here. Thinking I can find this. I do trust my own work because I check it so many times. Here it is, page 81. Bacchus. Osiris. Okay. Osiris died, it mentions there. In the footnote, right, see, right, Ovid's Fasti, he says, but also scorpion. The hidden meaning of the scorpion is represented in the zodiac, right? That it was while the sun was in Scorpio that Osiris in Egypt disappeared. Wilkinson, volume 4, he calls it volume 4? I found it in volume 3 as well. I didn't know there was a volume 4. I don't know what year he's talking about for the Wilkinson reference. But we did find it right there, right here. So, volume 3, Wilkinson, page 75 and 76. Volume 3, which I downloaded, so I have a copy of it. And we just showed where it was in Mr. Hislop's book. So this is interesting because we've just finished discussing all that now. So the sun was in Scorpio on the 17th day of Hathor, and we saw that as meaning something else. I read volume 3, page 76. It says when the sun was in Scorpio. But we saw that we wouldn't see the sun in Scorpio because the sun has already risen. If the sun were in Scorpio, it would obliterate. When the sun set, you wouldn't know, you know, you wouldn't see Scorpio as clearly as you would if the sun is in Libra. So when it sets, you see Scorpius above the horizon. The constellation Scorpius would be visible above the horizon after the sun sets. And that's how you know the sun is in Scorpio or Scorpius is in the ascendant. See, I said, it says, the scorpion was in the ascendant. That was from another source. I read that. It doesn't say not every source says that the sun was in Scorpio or Scorpius. Some of them say the scorpion was in the ascendant. And I don't think I have the reference to where that particular thing is. But we can look for that, right? We can look for it any time. Let me just, maybe I can do it now. Google the scorpion was in the ascendant. And then I'll put Osiris. Okay, in the ascendant. I'll look for the words in the ascendant in quotations in this search and see what we find. Yeah, there it is. It says right there, chapter 2. So we should look in Mr. Hislop's book. Scorpion was in the ascendant. There it is. It's in the footnote, the same footnote. It was when the scorpion was in the ascendant, it says, so Mr. Hislop even seems to admit that it's the scorpion was in the ascendant when Osiris disappeared. Because of a conflict with the scorpion, Orion was added to the stars. Was another saying that he gave there. Fascinating, isn't it? So we have proof that Osiris or Nimrod, or that in fact Osiris, the first Egyptian king, whom we also believe could have been the same person as Nimrod or Enmerkar, died in that year, close to that year, 2747, because of the evidence of the sun's positioning in the constellations. and it doesn't occur that that's true of other time periods, which are many hundreds of years later. For example, maybe we can show that here. I need to do this but using a certain key sequence. The shortcut keys are the only way to do this, it seems like. Let's go back to 32, because it doesn't work when I click on the... This is in the UTM, running Windows XP. 3281, let's say, which is the same as 3282. If that were September 25th, right, then the sun is there. Wait a minute. Seriously? I don't believe that's correct. Here it's showing the sun is still... Yeah, this program, SkyChart, has given me problems with determining the sun's positioning. Well, but that's not Hathor. That's what it is. Yeah, it's still in the same position in Libra, or close to it, right, at that time. But that's because it's still September 25th. That's the reason. That's the problem, okay? You always have to convert Hathor into a Julian date. That's what we did here, right? We said, okay, 2757, or BCE, and 2774. Right, that was 57. Okay, that's 57. That was just to illustrate. I went to 57 10 years earlier than 47. 2774, if we go to 32, I'm just using backspace and then insert. You can do it various ways. 3282 BCE. Now, that's not Hathor. That's a Paif. That's way, way different. So we have to go way back to an earlier time. Tybee. There's Hathor. January, Hathor is in January at some point. And let's go forward to Hathor 17. There we are. February 6th, 3282 would be the date. So we have to enter that. We want that. February 6th. We should have had to get Hathor 17, February 6th, because of the shifting of the Egyptian calendar dates, right, in the Julian calendar. And then, that's local time. Let's get the east sort of lined up here again. There's the sun. It's in Pisces. The sun's in Pisces. Just nowhere near. And Aquarius is above. The other constellation that comes after Pisces will be Cetus. Aries, it looks like. Aries, yeah. So it's Aries and Pisces. It's not anywhere close to Scorpius anymore. That's all because we see that Hathor is not aligned the same. We just have Hathor aligned differently. I mean, it's not us. It's the reality of the way things are. That's what causes it to be aligned that way. Okay, that's it for today. November 7th, 2024 of the Common Era, 21:58. Hours North American Eastern Time. I'm Ward Green. I love you very much. This is Sissy. This is Annie. Bye for now.